Dictation for Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Pasch, P-A-S-C-H. June 1st, 41, address as a letter, Dr. Bashista. Dear Dr. Bashista, follow up for Mr. Pasch, chronic kidney disease, Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia, last visit August, comes accompanied with daughter, has Parkinson, resting tremors, edema lower extremities, discuss about salt fluid restriction, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, hard of hearing, denies chest pain palpitation, does have dyspnea, address and or activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system done. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the amiodarone, Sinemet, Lasix, Metoprolol. Next paragraph, stable weight 239, obesity, blood pressure 110/70 on the right side. Lungs are distant but no pleural effusion, pacemaker on the left, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites. 2-3 plus edema bilateral below the knees, the changes from Parkinson. He's able to walk around. Some degree of expressionless faces. Next paragraph, chemistries. From a peak of creatinine 2.2, presently down to 1.9, but above baseline of 1.4 to 1.6. GFR 33, stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.2. A recent kidney ultrasound, normal size kidneys, no obstruction, some degree of urinary retention, 116. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3B, progressive over time. Patient not interested on dialysis. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Does have lower extremity edema. Some of these related to his body size, obesity, venous insufficiency. Continue pressing diuretics. He's willing to do chemistry on a regular basis. We will monitor anemia for potential EPO treatment. Other chemistries are stable. Exposure to amiodarone. It's my understanding. Hematology, doctors are high, S-A-H-A-Y. The Waldenstrom is not progressive. Recent exposure to antibiotics at the time of left elbow infection, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, come back on the next 6 months.